Yo, it's 11:10 a.m. I'm back. 4th of July break is over. Was in Philadelphia this past weekend with Jacqueline Novak at the Punchline. That was a lot of fun. And after the Thursday night show, we went to go see the new Purge movie. It's called The First Purge. Man, I love a fucking Purge movie. And this one was special because it's about the very first purge, and it takes place on my childhood home of Staten Island, which makes complete sense. Staten Island would be a place that would embrace the purge. It's where you can find every kind of, it's like you want to find drug dealing street gangs in the projects. You want to find racist white supremacist bikers. You want to find mafia. You want to find any kind of group of people who get together to do bad deeds, let's say. I think you can find them on Staten Island. It's an interesting place. I haven't lived there in a long time, to be fair. Maybe it's all different now. I don't go there a ton. But when I was there, I wasn't a fan. The only thing I liked about Staten Island is that it was technically part of New York City, and I could get on a boat and be in Manhattan. Well, I had to take a train to the boat. And then when you get off the boat, there's really nothing there. I mean, there's stuff there, but it's like, what are you gonna, as a kid, you're gonna hang out on Wall Street? I had to get on the train and go up to the village, Greenwich Village. I went to school in Greenwich Village for 2 years. That was fun. But I was like this Staten Island kid with all these city kids that were very sophisticated. You know, 'cause I was like a Staten Island Catholic. And I remember I was like in sixth grade, I was like 11 years old. And I don't know how it came up, but I was just like, oh, you know, abortion is wrong. That's like a sin. I don't know if I would say sin around these kids, but it was like it was an Episcopalian school. But it was like Episcopalians, they don't go throwing around sin. And then none of these kids were Episcopalian. I don't know what they were. They were nothing. They didn't care. Their parents didn't care. They were, but I remember saying, "Yeah, abortion. That's killing a baby. That's wrong." And then they started laughing at me. I'd be like, "What are you fucking saying? Like, you think that little bit of goo is a baby? Shut the fuck up." And then I said, "Oh, I guess I'm pro-choice now. These kids are smarter. They all listen to cooler music. They're smoking cigarettes, doing drugs and shit, living like adults in middle school." So that's how I at that I mean, I've since thought about it and thought about it. It's not like I just have gone with those opinions the rest of my life, but of course I am pro-choice. Because why wouldn't you be? Shut up. I'm sorry if you're pro-life. That's my rebuttal. Shut up. That's the other the conservative rebuttal to climate change. Just like, fuck that. Although there's science behind climate change and not behind. All right, let's not get into politics. It's been terrible politically, though, everybody. I will say the people yelling at whoever yelled at Steve Bannon at a bookstore is a hell of an American, and I'd like to salute her. I think she's a great American, a great person. Okay, let me look at the news, I guess. I didn't I saw no fireworks 4th of July, by the way. I didn't look for them. And I'm okay with that. I think I felt like this 4th of July. Well, you know what? I noticed this on Twitter. Everybody was like, "Fireworks are bullshit. Who's posting fireworks pictures? Fuck off." But before I even saw that, I was kind of like, I think I'm good on fireworks from now on. I don't think I ever need to see them. But I also live near Central Park. In Central Park, shoots off fireworks. I think there's like 5 times a year that they shoot off fireworks. And I probably end up just coincidentally seeing like 3 of them. And I lived here like 6 years. So after a while, you're like, all right, I get it. I mean, it's great, but I'm not a child anymore. Do I need to see the sparklers in the air? And I don't really have a desire to light off my own. The explosion doesn't really, you know, unless I'm, it's not thrilling to me. Although I understand if you still dig it. I mean, I got a lot of joy out of it as in my youth. Starbucks to scrap plastic straws globally by 2020. Now that's huge. No more plastic straws are gone. That happened so quick. And I feel like every week I see multiple plastic straw stories in the news. But Starbucks, every straw I use is Starbucks. I don't think if I go out to a restaurant, I guess, no, because I just drink water. You ever drink, using a plastic straw for like ice water, just, ugh, it's gross to me. I take that straw, they give me the straw and then I don't use it. I put it on the table and I drink out of the glass like I'm at home. I was opening for Jeff Garlin, who's very, very funny. You might know him from Curb Your Enthusiasm or the Goldbergs. He's a very funny stand-up. And he was talking about every time you go to all, how everybody's drinks at the club, at the comedy club, they all have straws in them. It's like when you're at home, can you not get the liquid from the glass to your mouth? I'm butchering. He had like a funny joke, but it was just the premise of like, you don't use a straw at home. Why when you go out do they have to be like, here's a straw? They're afraid you're gonna spill a drink all over you. I shouldn't have tried to repeat another person's joke. I feel covered by the fact that I've explained that he said it funny, and I don't remember the funny way he said it, and I'm just trying to explain the premise. Oh, look at this. 8 boys now freed in Thailand cave rescue, leaving only 4 and coach still trapped. This is crazy. I'm not even sure how these, I guess they were just hanging out in the cave and then the monsoon came and they got trapped. But I heard that the coach is like some kind of monk and like got the kids to all meditate to keep them calm while they're freaking out over there. It's fucking crazy. But it looks like, and that, God, it's tragic about the Navy SEAL. All right. Well, hopefully they'll get the rest of them out of there. Roundup pesticide cancer link on trial. Oh, shit. I don't use any pesticides around my home, but I never knew about this one. Get rid of your Roundup pesticide. I mean, it's still on trial, but do you really want to take the chance? Oh, I apologize, too, if it's echoey. I'm in the bathroom again because I didn't want to turn off the air conditioner, and Jacqueline was still sleeping, so I'm trying to... I got up, fed the cats, came into the bathroom, but I don't know how echoey it is while you're listening. It's not echoey in here, but I don't have a professional sound set up because why would I? I think a lot of these podcasters with their professional sound setups going a little crazy. All right, relax. If we all didn't do it, nobody would expect it, and everybody would still listen. I mean, nobody would listen. It's not like I would think the same amount of people would listen to this podcast if I had a, like, fucking $10,000 audio recording setup in my home as they do as me talking into my phone. That's my... I don't know if that's true or not, but I tell myself that, and that's why I won't buy any equipment. Judge rules First Church of Cannabis cannot use weed as religious sacrament. Well, let's be honest. That sounded like a stretch. to begin with. First Church of Cannabis is going to be legal anyway. First Church of Cannabis is going to be legal everywhere. Just relax. Don't try to find the loopholes now. We're about to win the whole thing. All right. That's it. You know, it's my first Monday back after a long extended weekend. Why don't you? I'll see you tomorrow. We love you.